Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crotty should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crotty, 10 to 2 on 670 the...
Yeah, 27-24 Bears. Begin the music.
I got the Bears winning this game 27-17.
I think this is going to be a win for the Vikings. I'm sorry. This ends the magic for them. Vikings 28, Bears 24.
I am drinking the Bears Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
27-24, but victory for the Bears.
The Bears are going to get three takeaways in this game.
I think the Bears take this game 28-26.
I think it's going to be one of those wins where Mark comes in here on Monday, and remember, he thought they were going to win by 10. He's going to be like, yeah, Mark, is that the kind of sustainable win you were looking for?
I don't know.
And he's going to be very upset.
Begin the music.
First and goal, another guy gets it and walks in. Touchdown, Chicago.
This sixth-round pick, Manunga, has added a lot.
What?
McCarthy steps in close, and it's intercepted by Byard. The fifth interception, the league leader. McCarthy going deep. Field goal drive from 54 yards out from Santos. And this kick is up, and it is good. So Santos good from 54. That's his season long. The Bears are back, baby.
Not so fast.
It's Price. Returnable. Price to the outside. Look out! Miles Price inside the 20. Stick with the run. It's Mason. That's the tackle, Jordan Mason. Touchdown, Vikings! Santos from 45 yards out, kicks it up, and it is no good! He missed it left! Game firing, end zone, and caught! Touchdown! Addison!
Oh, no! We suck again!
Here's Devin Duvernay. Looks for a block hole. On the foot, Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
You're gonna get better!
You're gonna get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3,
Bears!
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Crotty. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Whoo! You got all that? That game played out like a movie, played out like the Open, played out like Robbie Triano just crushed it. Nicely done. That Bears game was quite the roller coaster, as they have tended to be. This is Rahimi Harrison Crotty on 670 The Score. Happy Football Monday. And I can't believe we're asking this. On November 17th, are the Bears good? They're in first place. How do you like them apples? Somebody scream it from the top of a building. Bears.
Bears are winners. That's what the Bears are. Are the Bears good? I don't know if the Bears are good.
I have no idea.
But they're a winning team. They're a team that gets turnovers. They're a team that can run the ball. They're a team that can win in the fourth quarter. I don't know if they're good, but they win. They're winners, and we should act accordingly.
So hold on. On a scale of Bears confident, I think Bears confidentiality, like if you're saying this in a certain way, the Bears confidence index, is it Bears or is it Bears?
Oh, wow. Or is
it, well, it was Bears on Friday, if you asked Mark Grody. I remember that.
No, it was definitely
me too.
Bears.
I also thought Jalen Johnson was coming back. Tough scene.
I also thought the Bears should have won by 10. And I know you thought I was getting carried away, but don't sit there and look at me and tell me that you think the Bears should not have conquered that game when they were up 16-3 and should have just run away with it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. How about
shoulda, coulda, woulda is right. But I shoulda, coulda, woulda been right when I was sitting in here today.
And I knew you were not going to be right. Based on, there was no evidence to say that the Bears were all of a sudden going to be this dominant team that learned how to curb stomp an opponent.
Well, that's true. That's true. And they had their opportunities to do it. But what I did get right was pick the Bears because their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, not particularly good. Now, I didn't know he was that bad, having not seen every single snap that J.J. McCarthy has taken when he has struggled in the handful of games that he's played
fifth
now?
Fifth start.
In his NFL career.
Five.
But my God, I'm pretty sure about that. Well, J.J. McCarthy's bad right now.
I have an answer to Layla's question. The question was, are the Bears good?
Yes.
The answer is very simple. They're good enough.
They're
good enough to be 7-3 through 10 games.
They're good enough
to be in position to say, hey, we're in first place all alone in the NFC North. And the way the schedule lays out, we will determine our own fate with 7 games to play.
Other people will have a hand in that fate, but yes. And I said this last night. I do a post-game video. It's basically the digital version of the Bears notebook, because the notebook is now a Google Doc that takes it. I do about 8 pages per game.
Check her out. Where are you on Instagram, by the way? We never give out
at Layla Rahimi.
Watch it. Yeah. Watch it right now.
Or and then come back TikTok, to us. TikTok, whatever else.
She does her raw emotion, because you do it right after the game, right?
So it's like this time it was a couple hours, because I had a couple phone calls.
Okay, fair enough. But take the North. Same thing. We'll wait a couple hours.
It's also like my cheat sheet for this week. But, you know, they say good, better, best. That wasn't this game. This game was did just enough. Cool.
It was
much more Layla style than Ben Johnson style. Did just enough.
Here's why it was good, better, best. They were good enough to win because they were better than the Vikings, and their best was better than the Vikings' best on a day where neither team was very good on offense.
It's also a tale of life comes at you fast. Kevin O'Connell was coach of the year. You know, let's not forget how we talked about this division last year, where 15 regular season wins was going to have to win the NFC North, and the juggernaut matchup between the Lions, who lost last night to the Eagles. Thanks, Philly. The alliance is complete. And the Vikings were going toe-to-toe over who was going to be the best team in the best division. And that was going to then unfold with a road of flowers and yellow bricks and rainbows to the city of Oz. There was no Oz. Neither team ended up advancing far as they wanted to in the playoffs. And then we saw what happened. Now the Bears are at the top of the North. They're 7-3. The Packers are next at 6-3-1. Something's up with Jordan Love, as we know. He had to go to the injury tent during the game. The Lions 6-4, and the Vikings are now 4-6. But to actually get a win on the road in the division. Congratulations to Ben Johnson on your first division win. You get a real clap. Congratulations to Ben Johnson on your first road division win.
Very nice.
The previous head coach had one to his name because Thomas Brown owns the one against Green Bay.
Also, congratulations to Ben Johnson on your fourth road win. Oh, by the way, the previous head coach, he had 3 road wins in 22 games.
What's that?
I lied. There's still also a version of the notebook that exists, and I write things down.
The Bears are winners. That is what they are. We don't know if they're good. You know why we don't know if they're good? Because you guys can't answer this next question. Actually, I can. Are the Bears good enough to win a playoff game? I'll say no right now. That I don't think that this is a team that there is enough evidence collected to say, yeah, that's a team that can win a playoff game. Because that's where we are, guys. The Bears are 7-3, as you said, all alone in this division. They're going to go to the playoffs. The question is, are they good enough to win a playoff? Can they get to the point? That's a different topic.
Did you just say
they're going to the playoffs? That's a fact.
I'm pretty sure the Bears are going to the playoffs.
You heard it here first, kids.
Yes.
I'm
not going to do like a Cubs thing that the division is over.
Don't even mention
you just
them.
Did it when you said
no,
they
I did not. Time, no, I did not.
The,
I
for those of you who don't know, the last time this happened, Mark declared the Cubs the winner of the division.
I still think the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 game lead. See, now I don't
what
have...
What month was that when you said that?
It was May.
I don't have that kind of...
It was either May or June.
I don't have that kind of confidence, but you don't think the Bears are going to the playoffs? You don't think they've got three more wins? I think they can go to the playoffs. You don't think they have three more wins in them?
I love the people who keep sending us to the picture that I guess is floating around on the Bears Discord, which as far as I understand is a series of tubes. But it's the meme that we were talking about that said from Pirates of the Caribbean, you're without a doubt the worst. And then they Photoshop over 7-3 team I've ever heard of. And somebody put a Bears hat on Jack Sparrow.
Which looks really good.
So you are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
So picture Jack Sparrow wearing that hat. And that's the vibe.
That's amazing. That's actually amazing.
It's so good. I posted it on our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670 the score.
It is a glorious day today. Like before we get into the minutiae of what happened on Sunday, I just want to take a moment and acknowledge the end result. The Bears have won a division game, as Layla pointed out. They are all alone in first place. They are well ahead of schedule of what anyone was predicting for this team. I hope the city of Chicago, the fan base for the Bears, can just have this day, just like Ben Johnson talks about, a victory Monday. We're going to celebrate for 24 hours. I hope everyone really just takes this in. It could be fleeting. It could be. They could lose Sunday at home to an Aaron Rodgers-less Pittsburgh Steelers team. But right now, the focus is on the fact that the Bears are in first place all alone.
No doubt. No doubt. And there was good along the way, too. I'm not acting like there wasn't a 15-play, 74-yard, sick drive to put the Bears up 7-3 at one point where you're running left and right, where Caleb hits Burden, Komet, and Loveland. And I think you mentioned it backstage, Marshall. I think it was on that drive where you had the sick spin move on the safety blitz by Jay Ward. Like, that's the best quarterback move of the year, I think. Caleb eluding that sack.
He did it several times again because this has become kind of part of his tool belt, if you will, his Batman-like utility belt. I'm just gonna pull this out, and where did he go?
Unbelievable.
Where did he go? You know the thing where people are like talking to Batman, they turn their back to Batman, and Batman's gone.
Poof.
What about the Spider-Man meme where they're looking at each other? Does it explain that to you again?
Is this us living in the known? This segment of Rahimi Harrison Grody is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we continue to talk about this Bears win. So I did some research in my real notebook.
She's got the notebook out, Marshall.
It's a diary.
I can see it.
Read to us, Layla.
Yes.
I shall now read to you from my diary. So, I am Layla Rahimi.
How rare is an NFC North road win for these recent Bears?
Leather-bound book, by the way.
It's got stickers on it. One of them is Kevin from The Office. I love Kevin.
Please read to us.
The last win, as we know, on the road was in to end the 2024 season, but it was on the 5th of January of this year. That was the 24-22 win over Green Bay on the road, which I needed, mercifully stopping the 10-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
The one before that was in the very building that they just won. It was at Minnesota, a 12-10 barn burner, where the Bears improved to 4-8 on the season. That was the game where Josh Dobbs was intercepted four times. Do you remember that, when they needed Josh Dobbs to back up Kirk Cousins?
Wow, that's right. And I want to say DJ Moore scored the game-winning touchdown in that game. Do you have that in your scribble down in your notes?
I don't.
Too?
I was just like, Josh Dobbs, okay. Dang, that takes me back.
Dobbsy.
And then before that, you have to go back to 2021. At Detroit, 16-14 Thanksgiving win. And who kicked the game-winning field goal? Cairo Santos, a 28-yard field goal. And that win stopped a five-game losing streak.
And that was in what year? I'm sorry, 2021?
Yes.
Yes.
And 4-7 was the record that they improved to then. And the lead from the AP is this from that story. Matt Nagy still has a job, and perhaps his team has a shot to salvage the season.
They did not salvage the season.
They finished 6-11, and that was the last season that Matt Nagy coached the Bears.
Yet another cautionary
tale. And that's
tale.
It. That's the tales of the Bears' divisional road wins.
Is that not cautionary, too, when you bring up Matt Nagy, who was coach of the year and in that 2018 season? My hope is, and I will say, I believe this, that Ben Johnson, like, in all seriousness, because we're all going to struggle to define what this Bears team is all about. The difference, I think, in the 2018 year, the 2001 year, where you had great, thrilling regular seasons and it didn't take, is the head coach and, dare I say, infrastructure that the Chicago Bears have, and them understanding more than his predecessors. He said it in the post-game rah-rah speech. I can't wait to look at the tape paraphrasing this man, because there was a lot that stunk. He didn't say that. But
said a lot to clean up.
A lot to clean up. Those are the words that he said. This coach, not that those coaches didn't understand that a lot of it was magic in 01 and 18. Those are the years I always just love to throw around. But Ben Johnson seems to understand it during the game, right after the game. He'll probably say it when he speaks to the media later on today. There's a lot we got to clean up, so you have a better coach who understands it better. That's why I feel better about this team and the sustainability of it.
I think part of the reason why he's been so effective, Ben Johnson, is that he's communicated so clearly, both in the building and with those of us outside of the building, what the goals are and just how far away they are from reaching the goals and that potential of what they could be. But I'm telling you, as long as he keeps the focus on what they need to improve, there's no one under the illusion that they are good enough to, as you put it, Grody, beat a playoff team.
Right.
You know how I know that? Because if you look at the current playoff picture, they've only played one team that's in it, and that's the Lions. And we remember what happened back in week 2.
Well, Philly took care of that. The enemy of our enemy has now become our enemy.
Again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Philly took care of being able to go 3-0 in the division, and the Bears, for them, took care of being able to go 3-0 in their division. And now they square off on Black Friday.
That's right.
That's not the promo that Amazon wrote, just so you guys are aware.
It is not.
That didn't do the job.
Theirs is sexy. Their Black Friday promo is sexy.
It's Rolling Stones, and then they're like, the world's going to see this. And then I was like, maybe that's a bad thing. And now I'm like, oh, maybe it's going to be a little bit better than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of spot on with that. But yeah, that is a Black Friday 2 p.m. game that day.
There's an important question here from 630 Mark Grody. If you want to text us, call us. You can. We're going to take your calls at 1045, 312-644-6767. 630 asks, how many Bears does Ben Johnson get for his first division win?
Zero.
What?
I need another division. What? I can't be giving out Bears frivolously for one divisional game.
I just told you how rare they are.
No, I understand, but I have higher standards for Ben Johnson.
Tell her.
I have higher standards than those guys. Like, that's Loserville stuff that we're talking about there. Like, going back to, like...
But you have heard of me.
How far we've come where Mark Grody's telling you his standards are way too high to be giving any acknowledgement to a division win.
Sorry, I can't do that kind of stuff here. Like, this Bears,
right?
Bears, Chicago. I can't just give out a Bear for one little... Like, that's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
TTN.
It reminds me a little bit of, you ready? This is a stretch of a comp. But back in the day, I remember when the Bulls, when they were sucking really bad post-Jordan years, and then they came out with the Jamal Crawford, Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry year, and they were 4-2, and everybody was like, oh my God, yay, the Bulls are 4-2, this is so exciting. And that's a bad look for Bulls fans, which went through 6 titles in the 90s, and even the national media were like, what's up with Chicago celebrating a 4-2 start? Isn't that fan base better?
I'm not here for this Tyson Chandler slander. I'm not going to do it.
I'm sorry. I thought that team was going to be something. I was there. I covered that team. I thought they were going to be good.
You were wrong.
Well, they got better. They got the baby Bulls after that, and that was good.
Yeah. Well, it became better, but we never saw Eddie Curry be Eddie Curry. Tyson Chandler certainly had an excellent NBA career.
Yes,
unfortunately,
he did.
Not with the Bulls. Jamal Crawford had an excellent NBA career. Yeah. Not with the Bulls. He had all his six-man awards elsewhere.
That's the voice of Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is here, too. I'm Layla Rahimi. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You heard Robbie Triano with that theatrical open that he produced. Ray Diaz is here as well. We have Brandon Fryer helping us out. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, or our YouTube stream. What's up to our YouTube crew? Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz. And you can call us and text us, 312-644-6767. Coming up next, I think it's important to listen to how Ben Johnson also talked about Caleb Williams, not just after the game on the podium, but during the game to Fox's Tom Rinaldi. So we'll examine that as we continue to just ask this simple question. Are the Bears good? What do you think? Let us know next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Rahimi Harris and Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Chicago Bears are 7-3 and in first place in the NFC North. Wow.
7-3, all right? First division win, all right? Man, we have got so much to tighten up. I can't wait to watch this tape with you guys, but it's going to be after a victory Monday. Yes, sir.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. The Bears are in first place. Savor it. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Did you just get your baseball bat?
Kind of beat up that copier.
You know what I thought of when
Office Space.
Oh, wow.
Feels good to be a gangster.
That's a great scene.
It is a great and
outstanding movie. Speaking of outstanding movies, you know what I thought of when I heard him say that? The tighten up part. I went back to Knocked Up, where they're tearing Katherine Heigl's character.
We don't want you to lose weight.
We just want you to
tighten
up. That's literally what he's saying. It's like, you guys aren't fat, but
You could stand to lose a few pounds.
It's a great way to describe stuff, like just in general, not just in football. And like I could afford, we could all afford in some way,
tighten up,
in some way, shape, or form, not get skinny, not be less, just tighten up,
tighten up,
just tighten it up a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, that's a $1 billion industry. Dare I say, multi billions of dollars.
It is definitely multi-billion.
Tightening up, yeah.
Big tighten up is really kicking it these days. Okay, so. We asked the question, are the Bears good? And I feel like we talked about a few of the metrics. The rarity of the road divisional win, for example. And then I guess Mark and I shared a sports thought when I was like, man, listen to them boo J.J. McCarthy. And then I was like, oh, they're booing opposing quarterbacks. They're firing coaches over the Bears. What next?
See, the problem with that is I think that's not an indication that you're good. That's an indication of a team's fans telling you they're not supposed to be able to do this to us. They're not as good as what, you know, they think they are. That's why you get booed. You don't necessarily get booed if you perform poorly. You get booed if you perform poorly against a team your fans feel like you should be better than.
Well, since the Bears were on the other side of this, I'm taking it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, too. Anytime the Bears can do something that makes them look like a normal team, You take that and run with it, because we've seen abnormal the last couple of seasons, Mark.
Take that!
It was the speaking of the booing, it's the point at which the fans are, the crescendo, they're really hitting hard. The reports out of Dan Weider and everybody that was in Minnesota, they described it as probably even more than you are getting over the television with chant like, JJ sucks chants going, and things like, stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like that's my understanding of what was going on there. So that's the point at which, if you're, and we talked about this, Layla, that's the point at which if you're the Bears and at that point it is 13-3, the boos are coming in heavily.
Yep.
You take over the game and score a touchdown right there and you get that 10-point victory that I promised here on Friday. But instead you get a field goal to make it 16-3. And that's the point, honestly. Like, you could probably follow my timeline on Twitter at Grody Sports and you could see where I'm angry that they're not putting this team away at that point. And that's the point at which I knew this game was going to be reckoned with in the fourth quarter, unfortunately, even though it should not have been.
Was there deja vu?
I thought about that. There were similarities to game one, as we've discussed. The Vikings made just enough adjustments, and they really took advantage of where the Bears were not tight or locked in or whatever you want to
say
there.
Tighten up, Layla.
Yeah, locked in is good, too, because then you're not implying anybody's physical appearance.
Yeah.
But the point is, whatever you want to say, you know it wasn't the ideal outcome. And the Bears get six trips inside the Vikings 40 in the game. And they come away with one single touchdown. We know that's something that Ben Johnson said he didn't want. He wanted this team to be able to score more touchdowns. For the first time this season, the Bears go an entire quarter without scoring. That hadn't happened in the first quarter this year. They had not had a first quarter where they hadn't scored this season leading up to it. This is week 11, so that's significant. Unfortunately, they had five field goal attempts, four of them hit. That's why I'm not willing to say that I'm thrilled with special teams. You aren't even Steven in my mind. You still have a lot of work to do to dig yourself out of that hole. I say all of that to say it's a good thing that they still won the game, but we know that there were a few inconsistencies. The passing game was really inconsistent. The completion rate for Caleb Williams was nowhere near up to what Ben Johnson thinks is quality. And I want to go back and listen to what he did have to say about Caleb Williams in the passing game after the game. So let's listen to the question and then Ben Johnson's very short answer.
And how do you evaluate Caleb's performance?
Hard to say. I got to look at the tape.
That's it.
Well, let me give you some numbers here outside of the box on Caleb Williams, if we're talking about Caleb Williams. And this comes from our friend from The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane, tweeted out the following. Caleb Williams had a season low, or had season low marks in completion percentage, 50, and yards per attempt, 6. Also, first downs,
6. His EPA slash dropback, the statistic that Ben Johnson has invited us to look at and take seriously, was negative 0.07, second lowest of the season. And Fishbane also points out that the Vikings also blitz Caleb 66.7% of the time. That is per True Media Sports. So they were bringing the pressure, but those numbers will show you how sort of ineffective Caleb was relative to some of his other games.
Well, and the overthrows. You know, so many times they wanted to take a shot downfield, and we talked about this. We want the Bears to take a shot downfield. And the overthrows were bad. They were yards ahead of receivers.
It's not just the overthrows, though. It's the fact that if you're getting pressured two-thirds of the time when you're in a pass situation, and we've seen how dangerous he can be with his legs. It's like Brian Flores said, okay, we're going to take this away, but also we know you can do this when you are under pressure. The fact that he only had 4 carries for 26 yards, he had one good one, the 16-yard carry. But outside of that, if you take that away, that's 3 carries for 10 yards. I think they did a great job. And you have to give Brian Flores some credit here. Even though he didn't have all his weapons on defense, they did a good job of making sure that Caleb Williams did not beat them. And part of that is on Caleb Williams. I'm sure a portion of that is on Ben Johnson and his play calling, which we know he's very self-critical and self-aware about what didn't work and maybe other options he could have taken. But I think at the end of the game, you look up and you still see that they had 140 yards on 39 carries as a team, which isn't great when you look at a 3.6 average, but it's sometimes you just got to escape with a win. And they did enough late, again. Special teams was highly involved, but they did enough late. But you're wondering, after two straight games of not getting to 25 points, which is below your average, how correctable is this stuff?
Well, and I think they just aren't playing up to Ben Johnson's standard for this team, even at this point in the season with this talent. Listen to what he said. At least Tom Rinaldi was able to relay at halftime. This speaks to what Ben Johnson said after the game. There's a reason I wanted to point these two things out.
We're coming out at half. Ben Johnson started, of course, with the takeaways. Really pleased with those. It's a defensively so effective against that run game, just what Tom Brady mentioned. Offensively, he said, yet we need to find more consistency with completions for Caleb Williams. As for that incredible escapability that he flashed throughout the first half, he said, I find myself thinking, just throw it away and live for the next play, and then he makes a play. We'll see if he does it here again.
That was Tom Rinaldi. That was courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on a Football Monday, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. But finding consistency for more completions. He knows what he's saying. I think we know what he's saying, too. But sometimes there is a responsibility that you have to put on your quarterback. There were also drops again. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the second week where they had a lot of drops with people who you don't typically see dropping the football. Like DJ Moore had a drop. He also caught that one ball with his legs that was incredible.
Oh, man, that could have been a drop, too.
But there were some balls that were thrown between the numbers on guys.
Burden had a drop.
Yeah. And you saw uncharacteristic behavior with some of the drops. I also think this. I think taking Olamide Zaccheaus' snaps and limiting them created more targets for everybody. The offense seemed a lot more diversified yesterday.
Interesting when you look at the numbers, though. Like, if you were just watching this game from a statistical standpoint for the receivers and those catching the ball, Cole Kmet. Would you have guessed? Would anybody guess who led the Bears in receiving? Cole Kmet, 5 catches for 45 yards. Roma Dunze, 2 for 41. Colston Loveland, 3 catches for 40 yards. Luther Burden, 3 catches for 27 yards. So it was kind of a weird statistical day. And I will just say this about Caleb Williams' day. Not the usual number of explosives that we have gotten used to with him. There were only 2 that went down as explosive plays. The 24-yard pass to Roma Dunze after the weird Swift fumble where Swift was like, you really handing this ball off to me right now? I'm about to lose it. And then the 24-yarder, which even though it didn't lead to anything to Colston Loveland, it's still nice to see that connection continuing to grow.
Well, it led to a first down. And just to put those comments that Ben Johnson said to Tom Rinaldi at halftime into some context here, I think the plan was to have a way more diversified offense. I think Olamide Zaccheaus was being, I don't know if the word is punished, but he was definitely moved down the chart, because if you look at what happened in the first half of that game, understand this. There were 33 offensive plays. They gained 128 yards on those 33 offensive plays. That's not good. They only had 3.3 yards per carry in the first half. Also not good. And Caleb Williams, this is what Ben Johnson was talking about when he talked to Tom Rinaldi. He was throwing under 50% at that point, and the only explosive play they had was the Rome Odunze play. And to know that Cole Kmet, Colston Loveland, Luther Burden, and Rome Odunze were the only ones with multiple targets in the first half kind of tells you what the plan was. We asked, when will Colston Loveland and Luther Burden III be elevated in terms of what they're trying to do? I think they were this week. It's just happening. Didn't work out.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's another point that's different from last year to this year is that how many times do we hear Matt Eberflus say, oh, you got to love football if you want to be on this team. You got to love football. And then Chase Claypool appears thanks to trading pick number 32. Yeah, and there were so many inconsistencies. Oh, yeah, if you have loafs, you're not going to play. And how many times do we see loafs in a game? And in this, Ben Johnson has one edict, and that is no block, no rock. And after we talked to Tim Jenkins last week, and you really looked at the tape from Olamide Zaccheaus, did you think that he was going to get the rock as much this week?
Not if the coach was true to his word.
I mean, it's probably not coincidence, but we do know that the idea of this year, so much of it is developing players. So you were going to see increased play from Luther Burden no matter what. But it does seem pretty convenient that all of a sudden Burden was getting more than Olamide Zaccheaus.
I also just don't want to take away this. Ben Johnson said this after the game last week, and it's something that we should probably revisit because it talked about how he figures out who gets targeted and who doesn't. It really is about physical mismatches. And when you saw Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland and the big body mismatches that they were put in thanks to a lot of this play design, it's easy to see why they were targeted more. Unfortunately, some of them resulted in some scary moments. You know, there was the helmet to helmet, but the reason it wasn't called was because Kmet wasn't defenseless.
Correct.
And unfortunately, thanks to that massive body that Cole Kmet has, 6'5", like, you know, he's able to take on that kind of hit, and his forward progress led to the defender there getting shaken up. This, once again, is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Great Clips. We want to take your calls next. That's what we do on Mondays, 312-644-6767, as we continue to ask the question, are the Bears good? Also, we have something for you. I can't do the sound effect. Look at this. Keep listening for your chance to win two tickets. It's us doing
Eagle Man commercial.
Okay. That's how bad it was. Grody doesn't even know.
I don't even know.
Keep listening for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel & Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Matt Forte will also host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. So keep listening and call us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Next.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I've got something for you.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call for Fox Sports. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we're taking your calls 312-644-6767 on a football Monday. We go to Anthony in D.C.
Yo, what's up, team? How you doing? Good morning.
We're good.
How are you?
What's up, Tony?
I'm chilling, man. Good to see you. Good to hear you guys. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. Hey, Marshall, I heard that slight about Aaron Rodgers-less team. We're not going to do that. The energy is real right now, bro. Come on.
What was the slight? But,
come on, man.
No. You know how I do. You know it's me and you, Marshall. Come on now.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Last I checked, he was like, I own this place. He's the landlord. That's why I call him.
Nah, we'll worry about it. We'll worry about Steelers Sunday. But I just got a few factors, if I could, real quick, if you guys can hear me out. The Bears are a good team, and I'll say this. This is why I say this. Because what is a good team in the NFL right now? Like, bad teams are going neck and neck with so-called good teams week and week. Like, we just seen it again this Sunday. So what I mean by that is this. Bears are winning games that they usually would lose, right? And we're doing it with a depleted defense. Well, let's take, for example, the Aaron Jones play, the fade, where he beat Sewell week one for the TD. We got that out of the way this week. So we're improving where we need to improve, and this is the first time, Coach, this is the first time that we're having the team that we have with everything put together. This is a good team going in the right direction. We just got to get guys back on defense, and we just need to do what we need to do because the records don't even matter. When these so-called teams have all these 14 wins and 13 wins, and when they get to the playoffs, they get spanked. It's about who shows up on the Sunday that you need to show up on. And if Bears do what they need to do with everything that's in the circumstances of a first-time head coach and a first-time offense together and everything, we get some guys back on defense, we'll be good. We just need to show up on the Sundays that we need to show up on. The wins will help us get to the playoffs. And once we get to the playoffs, we'll see what's really going on. But we are a good team.
Just hope to God by the time the playoffs come that you are better, right? I mean, that's the truth of that call.
Well, they are better.
Yeah, I think he's – I mean, I like what he had to say about, like, focusing on what we're doing today and what happened yesterday.
Sure.
I think the difference becomes, you know, and your head coach knows that you can't – get away with so many field goals when you have your red zone attempts. You've got to be able to come away with more touchdowns because another team isn't going to stall out on drives like Minnesota did. They may not turn the ball over as much. You know, J.J. McCarthy threw two interceptions. That might not happen. So I think both can be true. Next up, we go to Frank in Oak Park. Frank, you're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, boy, that was sort of a throwback. The coach is not passing up field goals. I thought I was looking at a game from the 70s there. But I want to expand a little bit on the first call. Yeah, the Bears' talent is kind of nodal. You know, there's a few, like, really, really good guys, and then where you don't have the talent, you're kind of worried because the performance isn't that great. But I'm seeing stuff level up, which is a real positive. You know, the defense only allowed 265 yards. And normally, if they can do that the next four games, they'll probably win, like, three of those, particularly if they got two takeaways on that. Byers and Wright made picks, and Wright was a guy you were thinking, oh, geez, we're going to have to be starting this guy because of injuries. He's got four picks, and the pick that he made was like a really fantastic one, and he had the challenge of having his JUCO coach, you know, murdered earlier in the week, so he was like real emotional stew going on there. Booker seems to be improving against the run, and going back to the thing about the pass attempt, when they tried to exploit Sewell through the air like they did in the first game with Jones, the coverage was tighter and the pass was incomplete. But, I mean, you got to face it. McCarthy right now is a bad QB. If you had a healthy Kirk Cousins from a few years back or Sam Darnold, despite that Rams stinker, still behind center for the Vikes in that game, the Bears lose. But I'm not going to begrudge our team when the other squad's front office pulls a move that has their fans hitting their foreheads with their hands. On offense, on offense, the run game was good enough. The Minnesota defensive backs and linebackers did a better job in coverage than teams the Bears have faced the last few weeks. And you can probably have expected that from the stats going into the game. But if the Bears are to defeat the dark cloud that is Putin's QB, Aaron Rodgers, next Sunday, they'll need good defense, offense, and maybe a special return from the third phase, and some stress from the rush that would test the integrity of that splint Rodgers will sport on his left wrist might be nice as well.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for your call. The only thing that the obvious first thing that may beat Aaron Rodgers is the quote slight break in his wrist, end quote.
Left wrist, by the way.
Yeah, but like slight break. It's either a break or it's not.
You know how they do
these
injuries.
They can do a hairline fracture versus the outright, hey, my bone is sticking through my skin. Those are two different things.
Sure, but it's still broken. That's the point I wanted to make.
I want to make a point about DeAndre Swift, too. You said the running game was just okay for that. I thought Swift played really well. 21 carries, 90 yards. He looked decisive. Didn't catch a pass, which is weird because so many other guys did. But I thought like low-key Swift played really well yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I think they also decided to run Menungai to the right at times where I was curious as to why. Let's go to Tony and Joliet. Tony, you're our last caller that we can take while we still got time. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Hey, love being the last caller. Love hearing the other guys. Love hearing Frank. I got to tell you guys, it was another week. All my friends and I going crazy at the end of the game in my house. And not out to you guys. I did homemade McRibs, and they were killer. But as far as the question goes, yeah, you guys, I thought about that last week. I'm like, I could do that homemade, and it would be 1,000 times better than it was. But anyway, as far as the question, the Bears are good because of their record. They will be better when they clean up some of the mistakes, drop balls, the penalties. But to piggyback what Grody said, the Bears went into the game with 78 explosive plays, which led the NFL. Last year, they only had 82 all year.
Right.
I'm not talking about the 10-yard-plus runs, the 20-yard-plus passes. That's what got us there. Once Caleb starts hitting the explosive plays, and hitting those 50-yarders that are going to go for touchdowns, once that happens, we will be the best. So, guys, love you. Have a great show.
Thanks, Tony.
Love you, Tony. Bears.
Tony's the goods. Tony's the goods.
He is. We will take your calls again at 12:45 if you miss this opportunity. 312-644-6767. We got to make room for Anthony Herron. We talk to Ant every Monday. We will do the same next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.